One.
W-M-E-9-1-9
F-M.
Ovo, no!
Man.
We love ya. Boonba.
Get with it, get with it, get with it. Blow, blow. All right, so good morning, everybody. You are listening to Amazingly West of the Fields here on 91.9 FM WMEB. My name is Travis, and if you listen to my show on its usual time, Monday 7 to 10 p.m., you must be thinking, okay, why are you here at 8:30 in the morning? Well, on Memorial Day, I was about, let's see, a couple hours into the show, and I was beckoned away to a Memorial Day backyard fire pit gathering, and I could not say no. It's Memorial Day, so I just sort of abruptly ended the show at the tail end of the retro alternative set, and I said, I'll be back sometime later this week and I'll finish the show, I swear. And so this is that time. I am back to finish the show. So we are, instead of starting with the usual REM song, we are going to pick up right where we left off, which was at the tail end of the retro set. I was playing tracks from the year 1982. And I left off right before I had a chance to play this song from singer-songwriter Marshall Crenshaw, who released a self-titled album in 82 with maybe his biggest solo hit, Someday, Someway. And he actually went on to, he released a bunch of other albums, but he was almost even more noted as sort of a songwriter to a lot of other stars. One of his biggest hits actually being the Jim Blossom single, Till I Hear It From You. He co-wrote that track with them from the Empire Records soundtrack. But right now I'm going to play that Marshall Crenshaw track for you, and then Roxy Music and XTC to finish off the retro set, and then we'll get into the new stuff. So stay tuned.
I'm so tired. Then I see you coming out of nowhere. Much communication in a motion. Without conversation or a notion. Samba take you out of nowhere. When the background fading out of focus. Is the picture changing every moment? And your destination you don't know.
All right, you are listening to West of the Fields here on 91.9 FM WMEB. My name is Travis, and we have finally, after, let's see, 5 days and two shows, I guess, wrapped up the retro alternative set of 1982 music, concluding there with a track from XTC off of their album of that year, English Settlement, which I believe is their fifth record. That is a track called Senses Working Overtime, one of their biggest hit singles. Before XTC had Roxy Music from their final studio album, Avalon, from 82, the much-loved title track to that one. And starting the set off, Marshall Crenshaw from his self-titled album, Someday, Someway, was the track I played for you. Number here at the station is 581-2333-581-BEEF if you want to call up and get something on the air. You can also check out West of the Fields on Facebook. Just search for the title of the show. You can check out set lists from past shows, post requests, check out links to music and concert news on there. And if you like what you're hearing, want to check out any past shows that I've done, I have a podcast for the program with all the episodes dating back to February of 2014. So 2+ years of music to check out, and you can look through those and subscribe if you want to get the show every week downloaded to the device of your choice, whether it's your phone or iPad or desktop or whatever you have. You can check that out and subscribe at my blog through the Bangor Daily News. That's at westofthefields.bangordailynews.com. All right, going to get into the new stuff here. And I must admit, I made a couple additions to the set list that were not on there on Monday because there were some big releases this week, including this one from the Avalanches. Yes, that is right. This is the first time I've been able to say this since the year 2000. But we have a new track from the Avalanches to play for you. Their long-awaited sophomore album is going to be called Wildflower. It is due out on July 8th. It's the follow-up to their 2000 debut album, Since I Left You, which everybody loved. And pretty exciting to hear some new music from those guys. A lot of collaborators on this new record, including Father John Misty, Jennifer Harima of Royal Trucks, among others. On this particular track, which is called Frankie Sinatra, they've got guest raps from Danny Brown and MF Doom. So here we go. This is new stuff from the Avalanches, Frankie Sinatra, and then we'll follow that with a brand new single from Beck. So stay tuned.
It's right over there, man. Right over to the left. Where all the red and white camera. Where all the people's at.
Never. Watch the show. It's good.
Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
Office rocker, he's office rocker. Please, Mr. Officer, I only had some vodka. Little marijuana, just a few biker. Then only reverse circle around here while I'm driving. Player registration, OT license. Cause of that interior, your bitch wanna ride it. Great red bow tie, dick got low jack. White House calling and asking where the dough was. Whatever. Modern day Sammy had a rope with that Sinatra. Off a pasta sprayer in her mouth like Menaka. Listening to sound from the rhythm of Maracas. M.I.A. on the toga, that been a Sri Lanka. I divide and conquer, blowing Wally Wonka. Baby mama wanna suck the down up at the concert. And they bitch no pay like Frank Sinatra, bitch. I do this shit my way. Like Frank Sinatra, bitch. Do this shit my way.
Sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
I'm so high, you're so high. If I
I take another step and I test my dime. Take another step and I test my life. Tell her what she wanna hear just to get between them thighs. Underground, make up on top of the world. Suck the bitch for oyster, not my tongue on the pearl. So fuck your side, do this shit my way. Like Frank Sinatra, bitch, did this shit my way.
Tanks of vodka, sip flow, rock a hot. Rip rhymes since the days when Frankie Crocker rock. From a stocky stock, known for his illy right hook to make Rocky block. That's no poppycock pirate. We can keep it irie, or we can keep it irie. Ty Lee, we keep it 100. From the heights and all the lights, selling coffee muffin. Come with that headbanger bully for that ass. Fella give a bully 10 noogies for the cash. Dash, dip slow on a marathon. Or maybe he goes in Calypso like Farrakhan. Or Frank Sinatra, man.
So what did they say? Ah, Frankie Sinatra. Ah, Frank Sinatra. Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie, me boy, I'm sure we'll sell 2 million copies or more.
It's just another perfect night. that's where you'll find me.
Keep your friends, I'll keep my friends. Have a party.
You're listening to West of the Fields here on 91.9 FM WMEB. My name is Travis. We just heard a great new track from the UK band Metronomy right there. Their new album, Summer 08, is due out pretty soon. That is the first single. Love that track. It's called Old School, S-K-O-O-L, and features some scratching at the end there from the Beastie Boys' mixmaster Mike. Before Metronomy, the brand new single from Beck, a lot different than his Summer 2015 single Dreams, which was a huge hit at alternative radio. This is less of a rock song and more of a tweaked out hip-hop track from Beck. Allegedly, he's releasing a new album in October, and this is stuff that he's been working on for years now. Apparently, he was working on this before he put out Morning Phase, his Grammy-winning album of the year from 2015. Did that come out in 2014? Yeah, it was like a couple of years ago now. Anyways, cool new single. Excited for some new Beck sometime this year. And starting the set off, speaking of people we've been waiting a while for to release something, the Avalanches, the UK electronic group, finally releasing their new album, Wildflower, their first since 2000 in July. And that is the first single, Frankie Sinatra right there. Wasn't loving that at first, but it's grown on me quite a bit, and I'm excited to hear what they have in store for the rest of the album. Coming up right now, something new from the UK singer Shura. Her real name is Alexandra Denton. Her debut album, Nothing's Real, is out in July, and I'm really excited to hear that. I've enjoyed all of her singles so far, and this is the latest from her new album. It's called What's It Gonna Be?
What you want, you let me down so far. Success, success, fix you? Will I fix you?
You're listening to West of the Fields here on 91.9 FM WMEB. My name is Travis. We just heard another new track from Annabelle Jones right there. Really enjoy her debut La Belle EP. That's a track from it called Money, Love, Success. And I've mentioned before, but she comes from sort of pop music royalty. She is actually the daughter of the Monkees, Davy Jones. So there's a bit of trivia for you. Before Annabelle Jones had Beth Orton, a really different sound for her new album, Kid Sticks, very electronic. She produced it with Andrew Hung of the UK electronic duo, whose name I can't say on the air, but we'll call them F Buttons. And I really like what I've heard from it so far. That is the lead single called 1973. Starting the set off, staying over in the UK, Shura, a new single from her called What's It Gonna Be off her upcoming debut album, Nothing's Real. Coming up right now, going to play the new track from Bat for Lashes, the latest from Natasha Khan's project. Her fourth album is going to be called The Bride. It's due out in early July, and this is a track called Sunday Love.
Lights.
You are listening to West of the Fields here on 91.9 FM WMEB. My name is Travis. We are currently finishing off the Memorial Day show that got postponed when I left like a little more than halfway through on Monday night. I said I would be back to finish it, and I am back. Right there, we heard a new track from Olga Bell, actually featuring a guest vocalist, Sarah Lucas, who I'm not familiar with, but man, she sounds a lot like Rasheen Murphy on that track, like a ton. I like that song a lot, though. That is from Olga Bell's new album, Tempo. The track is called Ritual. And before that, had new stuff from Bishop Briggs, a sort of mysterious new singer-songwriter. She is, let's see, she's based in Los Angeles, but she is a British musician. Don't think anybody really knows what her real name is. It is not Bishop Briggs. And she was just going as Bishop for a while. And then her recent single River has caught on at alternative rock radio, is doing quite well, and once she started getting some airplay, a heavy metal band with the name Bishop sort of came after her legally and said, no, you can't have that name. So to avoid any legal trouble, she tacked on that Briggs at the end, because she was born in London to Scottish parents from the town of Bishop Briggs, Scotland, which is one word. So it's all just a big pseudonym with her. New single is also really good. I like her style a lot. That track is called The Way I Do. And starting the set off, Bat for Lashes from The Bride, Sunday Love is the latest from her. Number here at the station is 581-2333-581-BEEF if you want to call up and make a request right now. Another new track from The Strokes. They just released a brand new EP today called Future, Present, Past. And in fact, it just released a new video for this particular song today. It's called Drag Queen. And I'm going to play it for you right now. Check it out.
Thank you. no yes, don't tell me maybe. You think you better hold my hair to come and drag me home. You think you're gonna dress me up from head to toe and then I'll go. Well, I'm a hard, hard habit to break. I'm a hard, hard habit to break. Playing tricks on me. You got me where you want me. I'm going left, right, left, right, left, right through the city. And I can't get enough of the heat. And I can't shake it off any beat. You gotta fix me up or let me go. I'm quitting. It's a hard, hard habit to break.
Car and on your street, lost in California. Let's deal, this wheel, take a spin to find out how we feel. Just around the corner, slow down for sound. Turn it up and know we can't be found. The body that we transcend, asleep, you weep. Find out that the trick is never cheap. A melancholy girlfriend, another lonely superstar. Get away inside your boss, taking much too far. Surrender to the brave inside a lover that another tried. Take it to my right. You don't have to keep it if it's mine.
Another lonely superstar. Get away inside your boss.
Another place may be another time.
Surrender to the brave inside a lover that another tried.
Thing tonight, alright. Drive the constellation. It's time you're fine. Just another color-coded crime. The song is fascination. Another lonely superstar. Get away inside your car. Take it much too far. Surrender to the brave inside a lover that another tried. Take it.
You're listening to West of the Fields here on 91.9 FM WMEB. My name is Travis. We just heard brand new stuff from the Red Hot Chili Peppers right there. That is the title track to their new album, The Getaway, their first release in 5 years. And that album will be out on June 13th, I believe. Not produced by Nigel Godrich, but produced, I think, by Danger Mouse and mixed by Niall Godrich. Radiohead's, of course, longtime producer. So they've certainly got some good collaborators working with them on this one. Before the Chili Peppers had new stuff from The Kills, their new album Ash and Ice is out today. Hard Habit to Break was the track I played for you. And speaking of things out today, before that, the new EP from The Strokes, Future, Present, Past, is out. And that's a track from it called Drag Queen. Coming up right now, have a request for our former station manager here at MEB, Mr. Tom Grusha. He wanted to hear this Death Cab for Cutie track from their last album, Kintsugi, and he won't hear it now, of course, but when he checks out the podcast later on, he should be able to hear this one. So this is Death Cab with Good Help Is So Hard to Find.
Long, slow fade.
All right, you're listening to West of the Fields here on 91.9 FM WMEB. My name is Travis. We just heard a fabulous new single from Wild Beasts right there. That's off of their upcoming album, Boy King. It's called Get My Bag. And starting the set off, had some Death Cab for Cutie from their latest Kintsugi. Good Help is So Hard to Find is actually their current single at Alt-Rock Radio. Well, we finally finished off the Memorial Day show from Monday that got sort of delayed midway through. And now we have cleaned the slate. We'll be ready for a brand new West of the Fields on next Monday. So make sure you tune in from 7 to 10 p.m. I've got to get going to work. So I'm going to close out the show now here with another REM track. This is an instrumental from their 1992 album Automatic for the People, appropriately enough called New Orleans Instrumental No. 1. Check it out, and I will see you on Monday.